time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we're back at it with another show for ya. About a half an hour or so here. I'm Dominic Castro, and this is our show. MSONewsports.com is the host, and this is all tournament all the time, folks. We're going to have state championships soon. Soon, very soon. We're going to get you caught up on all the Merrimack Valley action. But before we do that, we're going to take a break and go to our one and only guest. It's going to be a Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, back with our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner. She won for basketball. She's doing track now. North Andover's Maria Benvenuto. What's going on, Maria?
Hi, nothing much. Just hanging there. How are you?
Good, good. So we are talking right at the time where things might have wrapped up for track. You don't know. You're going to see some scores filtering in and see where you guys stand on a relay team. But yeah, just bring us up to speed on that state meet and how things went for you personally and your relay meet mates.
Yes, definitely. So I only ran for Division II. We had a meet on Friday, and then we also ran on Sunday. I only ran in the 4x1, so my race was on Sunday, but I still went Friday to cheer everyone on. Overall, North Andover had a great meet. I'm pretty sure the boys won the entire state meet, nice. And girls came in third by 0.5 points, so just off the top two. It was a very close meet, but a lot of really good races. My 4x1 was actually, we ran really well. We were kind of struggling coming off of a few injuries. The team kind of got mixed around based on like some people had conflicts, so they couldn't make it. But we rallied, ran a really good race, and I'm really proud of our team. So yeah, it was a really good weekend.
Nice. Yeah. And have you done track all 4 years at North Andover?
Yes, I have.
And it just seems like year after year, this boys, girls, success. It's like it's one of the school's best sports, right?
It is. It's a really successful program, and it's also a great community. I think one of the best things about track is just how supportive the environment is. So it really allows like each athlete, even though it's more of an individual sport, it still has that team environment that really pushes us all to be as successful as we can, which I think is why we're such a successful team for North Andover.
Yeah. And coming in this year, Maria, you know, were there any personal goals that, you know, I really want to crack this time that you shot for, and how did it end up working out?
Yeah, specifically before track season in basketball, I actually ended the season with a broken wrist.
Yikes.
And so coming off of that, I just really wanted to, it was a few weeks of just no activity. I kind of just had to sit at home. And so coming to track, I really wanted to get out of that, keep pushing forward, and just end the season as strong as possible. And it wasn't as much like a specific time goal or anything like that. I just wanted to walk away from the season knowing I did as much as I could, and I got away from the injury, and I gave it my best. And yeah. I can confidently say that I did that, which is really good.
That's good. Yeah, absolutely. Was that a in-game related injury or practice?
Yes. No. It was in-game. So we had a tournament. I want to say it was our second to last game before playoffs, actually, basketball season. And I fell down like playing defense on this one girl, and I landed directly on my left wrist, and I just felt a clean snap. But I mean, didn't shake me, still went to practices supporting the team, went to our playoff games and everything. And it was definitely tough to not be able to play in my last playoffs for basketball, but still showed up for the team. So
yeah. Yeah. So you missed out on that 1-point Brockton loss, right?
Yes, I did.
That's too bad. But you were there cheering on the girls.
Yes, obviously, of course.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess we'll go backwards, right, into basketball. You know, your junior year, right, for North Andover. I mean, that was tremendous. You know, many, many wins. And then you run into rival Andover in the playoffs and battled them right to the end. They end up winning and going on to win the state title. So where would you put, you know, the most successful season, I would say, you know, in basketball for North Andover? Was it that one, your junior year, or maybe the
preseason? Yeah. It was definitely my junior year. I mean, there were some amazing talents like Hannah Martin now playing at Smith, Jackie Rogers, so much talent on that team. And we were just a really close group of girls. And on the court, there was so much chemistry. Off the court, we were really like a family. And you could see it in the way that we played. And so I would definitely say, I mean, although my senior year obviously was a great season, I would definitely say our most successful season was my junior year. Yes.
Yeah. And what's it like playing in that Merrimack Valley Conference every night? I mean, it's just like it feels like when you look at the rankings week to week, it's like, oh, okay, there's, you know, four Valley teams in the top 15, or it's just crazy night after night. It seemed like there's just no night off for you guys.
Oh, no, definitely not. It's such a competitive conference, but I love it. I love the challenge knowing, I mean, I've grown up with so many of the girls playing and like middle school, elementary school, and just playing through them for my high school season. It's amazing. I love the challenge of the teams, and it's just a really amazing conference, and I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, awesome. What was your role specifically basketball-wise on the team? What were you asked to do night after night?
I was throughout my basketball experience, I've never really been like the main offensive threat. My role has always been defensive. So for me specifically this past season, my role was definitely more of like the defender, like man marking their top point guards, getting charges, keeping up energy defensively to then push into our offense. So my role was more like get the defense organized, stay energy, get the team pumped up. And that was really my role.
Yeah. The stuff that doesn't show up in the stat book.
Exactly. Wow. Which was kind of unfortunate, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's like the headlines are the 30-point scorers, you know, all that. But someone has to scrap and claw, you know. And
exactly. Like, behind the scenes work.
I'm trying to think of a Celtics comparison, but they're all amazing. They all get, like, points every night. You see,
I know.
You
know?
Like, who's the unsung hero Celtics-wise? Maybe, like, who's that? Peyton Pritchard, right? The guy on the bench. He's an energizer bunny. He does little things. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take that comparison.
Yeah, why not? He's having a great year. As we're talking, they're like a few hours away from hopefully completing the sweep and getting into the finals. Big night.
I know.
For the Celtics.
Excited to watch that.
Yeah. So that's basketball. Now let's go a little bit more in reverse. Soccer. Mm-hmm. And you guys made a tournament, you know, 500 team, and it looks like you had a crazy competitive, intense game with Beverly that ended on PKs.
We did. It was a tough game. Tough one to walk away from.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely that game. I remember just being like I can't even remember how long it was, but every minute was like a fight. all of our, like, the girls I grew up with, we were all pushing for it. We wanted it so bad. And it's just such a tough game to lose in PKs for your last game. But yeah, it was definitely a team effort. And I walked away proud of my season, proud of my girls, proud of the team. It was a really good season.
Yeah. Now, what was your role like in soccer?
Similarly, defensive. Actually, there was very similar. I would man mark some of their center mids, strikers, things like that. My fellow co-captain, Quinn Phillips, we were both defense. So kind of communicating like that. Again, keeping up the energy, keeping people organized. It was very reflected into my basketball season as well. But yeah, it was just kind of being the leader on the field, being supportive of everyone, letting people know something goes wrong or anything, knowing that I'm there to help pick up the pieces, keep people organized, keep our team structured. And yeah, that's kind of my role.
That's amazing. I'm getting the theme here, Maria, that you're just a sacrificing team player. That's just the little things. Doesn't need the headlines. Mm-hmm. Does the little things to help a team win.
Yes.
Nice. So were you captains throughout your whole senior year for all three sports?
I was captain for soccer and track. I wasn't captain for basketball.
Soccer and track. Okay, so two-time captain. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Tell me about what happens off the court and off the soccer field, like in between. Are you part of any, you know, academic groups or things that keep you busy? You're so busy enough going to class
and now
games, you don't have time for much, but did you sneak in anything else outside of athletics?
Yes. So I'm actually my class president. So I'm very involved in student council, student organization. We're right now actually planning all our senior week events. Graduation's coming up fast, so very busy right now with that. But I'm also involved with National Honor Society and Spanish Honor Society this year, which has been really fun.
Wonderful.
I've had like support groups kind of for like tutoring help for Spanish, where like I'll go in early and I'll help like underclassmen that are struggling with Spanish. I'll help them with that. I was involved in Best Buddies a little bit. That's which was cool. Another really fun, really amazing club at North Andover High School, which is really awesome. But I mean, I love the involvement. I love meeting new people. And again, I'm kind of, as you said, like a behind the scenes type person. I like planning things, making sure everything's set up for everyone else. So really anything that was available at North Andover with that kind of thing, I would kind of involve myself in. But yeah, I would say like mainly right now has been student council, student government, like that.
Yeah. You know, you're going to get hit. That's like a lifetime role. You're going to get hit up in 20 years to plan the reunion.
Yep. That's what they've been telling me. They're like, you know, this isn't just your senior years.
I know. They're like, who's the poor old sap we can bother to organize this reunion? Oh, I know. The president.
Exactly.
But that's so cool that you're involved in all those organizations. Give me an example as president, something that sort of, was there anything that changed under your leadership? Like, we're not doing this anymore. We're voting against or whatever. Like, was it something like that? Or is it more just kind of spearheading events and coordination?
I wouldn't say anything necessarily changed. Because like North Andover, I mean, it hasn't been like anything bad. It's like, this needs fixing. Like we've always really been like a really positive environment. But one thing that we did actually spearhead and actually came back really positively, we got homecoming back because after COVID, all those kind of big group events shut down. And so last year, they really like started it, got it back. And this year we worked really hard and over 3/4, I want to say, of the school came. And it was a huge event, really positive way to bring like all the grades together, like equal representation from all 4 grades. Mm-hmm. And I was one of like the main spearheaders of that event. So it was really awesome to see everybody come out and just be able to be together, have fun under something that I organized.
Yeah, that is so cool. That's definitely putting the power into action, you know,
exactly.
Getting some that the people love. Well, cool. And now, so tell me what happens after high school. What's going on for you?
I actually recently put down my deposit at Villanova University. So nice. I'll be going there in the fall. And I'm going in undecided. I don't have a specific major that I'm 100% interested. I've kind of, I mean, as you can maybe see from all the things I'm involved in, I kind of like everything. Yeah. I'm a little bit involved everywhere. So going in undecided, and we'll hopefully be able to figure it out more when I actually get there.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited. It's a great school. I've already met some of the people that I'll be staying with at Accepted Students Days and talking online, and it's really awesome. I'm very excited.
Yeah. What was the, you know, big appeal for that college?
Well, I visited twice when my sister, she's a junior in college now. I toured with her and then loved it. But of course, I mean, I was so young. I was like, oh, this is so far in the future. And then little do you know, it comes up really fast.
Yeah.
And so then I toured again with my mom recently. And it was just, it's such a great school academically. It's a good distance away. And I love that there's a religious aspect. Because, I mean, I, for elementary school, I went to St. Michael's. So I grew up with that kind of private Catholic religious aspect. And I mean, I went middle school, North Andover High School afterwards, but I've always kind of had that in my life.
Yeah.
And so having that in a school in combination with like the athletics, the sports atmosphere, the alumni network and like connections after college in this area, like those were all really big positives for me about the school.
Yeah. And that's only, I was just doing the math, 5.5 hour trip, right? Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
That was a big appeal for my mom too. Not too far away.
I know what 5.5 hours is like, because that's my wife's hometown is Elmira, New York.
And
right about 5.5 hours as well. So that is an easy trip. It really is.
Yeah.
You know? And definitely. You can be like, oh, it's a long weekend. Am I gonna stake around and have people running and screaming, knocking on my dorm room? Or can I go home and sleep in my own bed?
Exactly. A nice home-cooked meal from mom.
Exactly. So you can take advantage of that for sure. Mm-hmm. Being only the 5.5 hour trip. But that's so cool. And then how do you stay busy between, you know, track ending, senior year ending and all that, and then going to college? Is there like a summer job? You're going to put a few bucks in your pocket?
Yeah, so I actually am dog sitting, which is kind of not awesome. A specific dog. Last year I worked at Summer Fun, and I wasn't able to do that this year just with conflicts from some trips that are coming up, things that my mom is spontaneous, like family events like that. I wasn't able to commit to the same hours. So I'm going to be dog sitting and dog walking in my neighborhood, which isn't as much of a structured job, but it still keeps those connections, people in my neighborhood, family, friends that I've grown up with, and I'm able to make some money, but also just talk with people that I have relationships with and keep those going before I'm off in the fall.
But plus you get to have the best coworkers of all time, dogs.
Exactly. I'm such a dog person.
Is there one particular one that you'll be doing, and what kind of breed is it?
Yes, there's a golden lab that I'm doing. One of my mom's family friends, she travels a lot. And so I'll be house sitting and watching him. His name is Mac. I love him.
His name is Mac?
His name is Mac.
Oh my God. That's my dog's name. Literally.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's a...
But yes, he's a love bug. I love him.
Yeah. He's a boxer mix. My Mac.
I love boxers.
Yeah. He doesn't even look like his body looks like a boxer mix, a boxer, but his face does not. It looks like a skinny brown lab. It's odd.
Oh.
Yeah. We did the DNA test and we're like, well, okay, lab, maybe a little pit bull, who knows? 60% boxer. We're like, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, you think the boxer, that typical face they have, right?
Yeah.
Like, hunchy, like they're all like mad at you.
You have the scrunch.
Doesn't have that whatsoever.
Oh, that's so cute though. I love all dogs. They're so adorable.
I know. Well, I'm jealous of that job for sure. Well, Maria Benvenuto, have been awesome catching up. Three sport athlete, two-time captain, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner. That's very cool honor.
Thank you.
Best of luck at Villanova. Looking forward to seeing what you can do in this world.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome talking with you.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, let's go on here talking about Merrimack Valley Sports Desk stuff, and that is Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. And we are going to go to the tournament action to see what is happening in the world of MIAA tournament and where your home teams are lining up. There's a lot of good news for the Merrimack Valley, and we're going to get you caught up on it. So let's see what's going on in baseball. It doesn't look like we have anybody left in baseball, for Division One at least. Oh, well, let's move on, shall we? Division Two for baseball in the Valley. Let's take a quick peek. Billerica played Milford on June 5th at Pheno Field, so we'll see what happens there. A chance to go on to the round of eight. So good luck to Billerica. That was yesterday, of course, but we'll see. Baseball D3, we'll take a quick peek over there. Not going to be a heck of a lot of action there, but yeah, not at all. So let's go on to softball. Division One, we have the number two team in the state, Central Catholic, and they played Arlington at Central on June 5th. Hopefully that turned out well. Chelmsford was also in the round of 16 on June 5th against Bishop Feehan. And Methuen made the round of eight with its 4-3 win over Valley rival North Andover. What a classic. Methuen moves on. Great win for the Methuen ladies. They were the 11th seed. North Andover was 6. So Methuen was 11-9 going in, and North Andover was 18-2. What a big win for Methuen in the round of eight. You got to love it. Valley action softball. We have the number two team in Division Two, and they are still around playing looks like Sunday against Bedford in the round of eight. The other side of that is Silver Lake and Marblehead. And see down at the bottom of the bracket. No, nothing else there. So we'll take a quick check of Division Three. Low Catholic is playing Arlington Catholic June 5th yesterday. Hopefully things went well there for our Merrimack Valley girls, the Low Catholic. And that does it for softball. How about lacrosse? Let's see if we got any D1 lacrosse teams left. Central Catholic is fighting against Westford Academy on June 5th. Andover also was in the mix on June 4th against Acton Boxborough. Chelmsford played against Newton. North on June 5th as well. So we got three teams left there for sure. North Andover also on June 5th. So four teams left at the moment. Girls Lacrosse Division 2. Billerica was alive and well on June 5th playing Walpole. All good. Let's go on to boys lacrosse for Division One. Of course, St. John's Prep going for its fourth straight title in a state title in a row. Central Catholic was still alive as of June 4th against Lincoln Sudbury. And Andover was also alive, playing St. John's of Shrewsbury on June 5th. Boys lacrosse D2. Boys of Billerica were alive against King Philip on June 5th. Plenty of Valley teams left at the moment as we move along in the tournament. Good job, everyone. Dominic Castro here, signing off for another week at the Merrimack Valley. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks to Moynihan Lumber for a great student athlete on the show today. Appreciate it, everybody. We'll talk soon.